When a person swears falsely or swears in a bad way, or he calls the chaloshem or his machal shabbos chayra rabba, there's a lot of wild animals that come in. Behemakalo, the domestic animals will be gone. Benemismatin, people will be gone from the streets. Vadrachem yishomim, and all the roads will be completely desolate. Shemrim beilu to vasuli. If you don't listen to me in this case, I'll take beilu. But Allah, do the oaths. Right? I'm going to send out the wild animals. It says by false shvuos. Right, that should be that chas shalom because that's the chilul mishvah shaker. You got the two dots. Ba'avon shvichas damim through murder. Based on mitzvah shkarev, the mitzvah can be destroyed. Shchin mistachiv. So the shchin leaves bnei so shalom and lo sechanifu. You should not flatter. But the time is ours. You should not be matami the land of shuratim yoshim. But that you're living asher nishochem b'soichav. That I live inside. That I dwell inside of that matami yourself. But if you are matami it, then you're not going to live in that land. And I'm not going to dwell in it. But Megillah Arayis, Avodas Kocham, Gilos and Avodas Zorah, Vashmata Shmita Neovlos, and am I not giving Shmita properly, not doing Shmita properly, goes below, and they're going to have Golos. Megalon, they're going to be exiled, Ubali Nachem, Yoshim, and other people are going to sit in their place, and Avakias called to Avas Ail. Also, not Jaris, all of these abominations that were done by the men of the land, Xiva Tami, Aris, Efgod of Manala, the land becomes Tame, and remember it sin, Xivlos, Kia Aris, Eskambi Tamal, Samosa, the land will spit you, will not spit you out when you're a Metami. Velosikia Earth, don't let the land spit you out when you're Metami. About what is called Muksivan by Avodazar, it says, Menasatis Pigrecham, I will make your corpse, Uksiva Shmosias Mukteshechem, I will destroy your base of Mukteshech, Vitchem, the Aschem is Arvagam, and I will scare you around throughout all the nations, Kshmit to be Ovelosksiv, Osir Sars Shabasel, Kojima Shama, but Osam by Ersai Vechem, you guys will be in your lands. I'm going to destroy the land completely because of the Shemitah itself, Kshiz Kojima Shama Tishbos, it's going to be destroyed completely. Then we have a Gemara, two dots, Baba Nivolos Pet through Nivol Pet, Tsars Ravos Xeros Kashan, Zachos, there's going to be a lot of Tsar, there's going to be bad Xeris that come into the land, brand new ones, Bahuris on Yisrael Mesim, young men who are bad Jews, right? Those are the people out there, right? They're the ones that die. Some of them are going to and then orphans and widows are going to cry out and they're not going to be answered. And King Bahur of Lo Yismach Hashem on the young ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to say, some of them are going to say, you'll not have any mercy on the orphans and the widows. Kihul Chanef, because everybody is flattering. Umara and doing evil, Chobat over and Avalim, everybody speaking out these abominable words because of Lo Shavapo, but yet that still doesn't turn away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodin Atu, in his hand is still outstretched. My vote, Yodin Atu, what is Amim Rechan Brava, Kol Yodin, Kalalam, and Nichnos, and Lechopo. Everybody knows why a kala goes into the chuppah, lokolam and abo piv. Anybody who does nivol peh, afilochus menol gzart and tell says exactly what they're doing. Afilochus menol gzart and shalshim shana l'toyva. Even if there's a gzart of 70 years for good for him, hovkin l'lavra they turn into bad. Amar av arshilo, amar av chisto, kolam and abo los piv. Amikin lo gehenim. Anybody who's menabo piv and does nivol peh, we make gehenim deeper for Hashem. Shucha mukapizaros, the strange mouths, they make it an even deeper pit. Renachav Yitzchak says shomei avashoysek. Right, if he hears other people doing nivol peh and he's quiet, Hashem says om. Hashem Yipol Shem. If he's angering a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that will fall inside there as well. Amar Ravoshia says, "Kol Marakat Mulavera." Anybody empties himself for Avera Chaburus Upsan Yotimbo, then there's going to be wounds and other things that come out from Shem Chaburus Patsa Tamar Baro because of the evil that happened to Lo Odo Shenadu Behadrok, and you can also get dropsy, which is a disease. Shem Makos Chadrei Button. It's something that happens in the stomach. And Menachem Reyesu Sim Lavera Hadrokan. That's a symptom of Avera. Somebody did Gilai Rayas. Hadrokan comes. Tan Ravon Gimel Hadrokan. And there are three different types of Hadrokan. Shal Avera. If it was through Gilai Rayas, Ava, it's very thick. Shal Rav. If it's hunger. Tafuach, then there's swelling. If it's made of magic, if that happens, dak, it's a very thin one. Shmuel Katan had Hadrokan. Who's going to say, why have Hadrokan? It's Itzi. He was healed, so you wouldn't have bad rumors about him. Abaye Choshbe, Abaye got it. I know why Abaye got it. Abaye does it because he fasts all the time. Rav Choshbe, Rav himself got it. But Rav Uda Amar Nefishi Kitli Kedar Kedar Min Nefichi Kefan. There were more people that died by Kitli Kedar, by killed by Kedar, than Nefichi Kefan, than all those things out from the people, from the regular people that had swelling. Shan Rav, the Antilor Rabbanu Be'inim Bal Korche, you're right. He 100%, he tried to go to the bathroom all the time, but the rabbis kept asking questions and he couldn't go, and that caused him to stop himself from going to the bathroom. That's why he got a joke on Tan Rabbanu Dalas Simonin. There are four different Simonin that a person can have Simon Lavera. You want to have a Simon Lavera that a person did a Gila Rice, that's a joke on. Simon Sinaschinam for Sinaschinam is Yarkon, if he gets Yarkon, that other type of jaundice. Simon Gasel Ruch for Gaiva, Anios, if a person becomes poor, Simon Lashon Hara, Person Gasel Lashon Askro, when he has this choking thing where he can't breathe properly. Tan Rabbanan Askara, which we call quinzy, this type of diphtheria, something like that. Balolam, why does it come into the world? Lama Gimelam Beis. Ala Maisa, because people don't give Maisa properly. Also, Rayosi Arma Lashon Hara, he says, because Lashon Hara, Ravi Yitim Rishon Malim. My Korah, what Pasuk says, Avalanach Yismach Balokim, the king is happy with God. Yisalakol Nishbabai, he praises anybody who swears to him. Ki Yisakabit Over Shaka, because they close their mouths, those who spoke out lies. So again, that refers to Lashon Hara. Is it just Lashon Hara or even for Lashon Hara? Toshma, when the rabbis came to Karen Yavna after they were kicked out of their areas, before Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon were all there. Nishal Shiloh Zubif Neim. This Shiloh was asked in front of the Makzub Bif Neim, Maschal Bif Neim, Aimu Gomeras. Why does this, you know, this to Quincy, why does it start in the stomach and eventually go into the mouth? Then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, who's the first to speak in every place, he got up and he said, even though the kidneys have advice and the heart understands and the tongue is the one that brings everything, but the peh is the one that's gomer, so it starts down there and it goes up. Then Rabbi Yosef got up and said, because he eats things that are tummy, so it comes out from the stomach first and eventually goes to the mouth. Actual things that did not have truma meiser taken off properly. And then Rav Shimon bar Yochai got up and said, because they didn't learn Torah. What about women? They get it, even though they don't have the iser. So they cause their husbands to meivatul Torah. What about non-Jews? What about little kids? Their fathers. What about the kids that are just sitting and learning all day? When there are tzaddikim in the generation, they're the ones who get grabbed. The generation, they're the ones who die and get yisur and ain't tzaddikim b'dor. But there are no tzaddikim b'dor. Tinilosh beis rabin, they fall on all door. That's when tinilosh beis rabin, the ones who are supposed to be learning, they grab the door. So in other words, the quinsy that they get, or that type of disease that they get, not because of anything they did, it's because unfortunately they got grabbed for the generation. Rabbi Yosef Azir says, "Amilam Roshim Ben Azir." Others say Roshim Ben Azir. Micro, what pasuk says that? Imol Sidachal Yafam Nashim. If I don't know you, the most beautiful of all women, Sidachal Ikvi Etzon, then go to the Ikvi Etzon, the heels of the sheep. That refers to those who are leading the shepherds, the top Gideon, Shmamina, Afalashon, and Namikam, Shmamina. We see that it comes from other things as well, Bitzot Torah, at least because of Bitzot Torah. So not only for Lashon Hara, but also because of Lashon Hara. So now the Gemara says a famous story. Why did they call Rabbi Yehuda the Rosh Madam, the first to speak in every place? Yasu Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rosh Madam, Yasu, Rabbi Yehuda, Megir, and Gabayu. There were three sitting, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. All three tell me to Rabbi Akiva. Yehuda Megir was sitting by him. Yehuda Megir was also a big gadol. We learned that in Tanya, and Tanis Yudim Gerim was also a big tzaddik. Plus Rabbi Yudim Amar Kamano Yimasein Shol Umazu. Rabbi Yudim got up and he said, how wondrous are the deeds of this Roman nation? Tiknu Shvukim, Tiknu Shom, Tiknu Vatsos. Look, they made marketplaces, they made bridges, they made bathhouses. Rabbi Yudim Shashak, Rabbi Yosef was quiet. He didn't want to say anything. Rabbi Yudim Brachai Vomar, Rabbi Yudim Brachai got up and said, Komash Tiknu Tiknu Lotzerachatman. Everything the Romans did, they do for themselves. Tiknu Shvukim, Lachoshim and Zonos. You know why they have marketplaces? You know why they have malls? So they have Zonos, they have prostitutes that are sitting there, Marchatos. You know why they make bathhouses and why they make gyms and stuff like that? It's for them to have pleasure, to have their own pleasure. Ksharim, you know why they have bridges and highways, Lito Mamechas, in order to take taxes. Yehuda Megir v'sipri v'ram. So Yehuda Megir went, told over all these words in Shul Malchus that got heard by the Roman kingdom. Arma Yehuda Sheila Yisala. They said Yehuda that said good things. He's going to be the greatest. He'll be the Rosh Hamedam Nochol Makom. Yosef Shoshak Yigul Tzipori. Yosef was quiet. Well, he goes to Tzipori. He gets exiled. Shem Shagina Yaharik. Shimon said bad things. He gets killed. Also, who will bray? Toshu Beim Drasha Kol Yuma. So him and his son, they went and they hid in the base madrash every day. So his wife would bring him bread and a jug of water, and they would break bread. When Gezer got really bad and they were really looking for the bread, he said to his son, and the women are very easily swayed. Maybe they're going to give her pain. Megalon, she's going to be revealed where we are. Also, Tashamara, so they went and they hid in a cave. He saw a miracle happen. So a carob tree and a spring of water came up. They took away their clothes. And they sat up until the next in sand. They learned all day long. And it's Lee when they had to daven love shum yichsiu matzalu. They dressed themselves up, they covered themselves, and that's how they davened. So they wouldn't have to daven while they're naked. And then they would put away their clothes so they wouldn't get worn out. They sat 12 years in that cave. Elenvis came and stood. And the opening gave him a man lode, Labar Yochai, the Mace Kesar, Batu Gezerato. Who's going to tell Shimon Bar Yochai that the Caesar has died and his Gezeras are gone? Nefko Chazu Inshi to Kakarvi Vizaru. So they got out and they saw men that were plowing and planting. Amram Nicha Chayolim, Voskim Chayshah. They're leaving Chayolim, the Torah, and they're working Chayshah, Komoshanos, and whatever they put their eyes, Miad Nisra, got burned because they put an ayin hara on a Yetzabaskov Amrlahem. Batu Gaylan said to the Achri, Olam Yetzas, what do you come to destroy my world? Chazu Maraskam, Chizul Maraskam, go back to the cave. So they went and they sat there for 12 more months. The Mishpat of Hashem Gehenim is 12 months. Yosef Basko v'Amra and Basko came out and said, "Tumah Raskom, now it's time to go out of the cave." Nafku they went out. Whatever Rabbi Lazar hurt, Rabbi Shimon was able to heal. Enough for the world to just have me and you learning. It was afternoon ever Shabbos. He saw this old man that was holding two different things of hyssop, running. What do you need that for? Should be enough with one. One for Zachar, one for Shamar. He said to his son, how they felt better about themselves. So they said, okay, you see, everybody has their thing. So Rabbi Pichos ben Yair, his son-in-law came out to greet Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So he brought him to a bathhouse. Rabbi Pichos ben Yair bar Rishim, he smoothed down his skin. There were cracks in his skin from all the sand. He started crying. His tears fell on Rishon Bar Yochai and caused him to scream. Woe to me that I see you like this. Happy are you that you see me like this. If you wouldn't see me like this, I wouldn't be this way. Originally, Rishon Bar Yochai would ask a kasha in front of the Rav Pinchas Meir Trace of Pruka. Rishon Bar Yochai was able to answer him with 12 different answers. So if Gavim Aksha Rishon Bar Yochai was able to answer him, now Rav Pinchas Meir would ask him a kasha in front of the Rishon Bar Yochai. Rishon Bar Yochai was able to answer him with 24 different answers. Because a miracle happened to me, I'm going to go fix something. Yaakov came full. He was full in his body, full in his money, full in his Torah. Because when a year and he camped by the face of the city, he set up a coin for them. He set up marketplaces for them. He set up bathhouses for them. Obviously, the opposite word the Romans did above. Is there anything that needs to be fixed? Well, there's a place over here. We don't know if there's Tuma, and there's a Savatuma. It's a Tzar Dekwan Afukufian. Land down off. There's a pain for the quantum to go around it. Is there anybody here that knows a chazaka if Tara was done here? Who saw this old man said, I saw Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, I'd assume it means. He was cutting down lupines for Truma and doing everything. He did that as well. Whatever was hard, Tare, he was Matare. Anything that was soft, he put up signs. So Rashi says that he put up this blanket that was wet. Anything that where the water sunk into the ground, he knew there was a grave there. If it didn't, then he knew that it wasn't. Amru Sabbath, the Sabbath got up there. Tir Ben Yochai Besuk Veros. Look at Ben Yochai. He was dealing with Tara, a whole cemetery. Amalei Omala, using one of Afiel, using one of Alun, using one of. If you weren't with us, even if you were with us, but you didn't count with us, you have to Omer, then I'd say, okay, you're right. It's pretty crazy what I just did. Actually, you say, well, but now you were with us, and you counted with us. You knew what was going on. They'll say, even the Zonas. They try to help out each other. Tamil Yacham, Lokol Shekain, Tamil Yacham should for sure help out each other. What are you saying this about me for? Yeah, Banus, he put his eyes upon him, Nachnaf Shane, and caused him to die, that old man. Mavashugi went out to the Shuk. Chazal Yehuda Ben Gerim, you saw Yehuda Ben Gerim. Amar Tanya Shazab Olam, you're still in the world. You deserve a kapar you need because of what you did to me. Nelson Banov, he put his eyes upon him, Vasol Gashol, someone's made him into a pile of bones. And we said that he's a great gadol, nonetheless, he shouldn't have done what he did, even if he meant it, like Shem Shemai. We're on Lamadam Alamfad. The mission will stop right there by the mission.